Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell, show is flying by today. I was telling that to Squid. I mean, if you don't like the show, maybe it feels like it sucks and it's dragging. We think it's flying by. 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center Kennesaw. We're live from Falcons headquarters. What did Raheem Morris have to say about the special teams? Why can't they fix it? What's going on with the wide receivers they brought in? What's up with Seattle? Remember this last time we saw Sam Darnold? He lit us up like a Christmas tree. Secondary was one hot mess back in December 8th last season.
Yeah, but you couldn't get home. You couldn't get home again. That was a team that couldn't get home. You can get home now. So yes. Go heat them up.
They've only go to your homes.
They've only given up 15 sacks this year, Mike, all Seattle. Right. So that's why they've looked so good. Can they protect him? That's, you know.
All right, man. We're going to find out. Right now, let's find out what the heck's going on with recruiting. Recruiting is the lifeblood of your program. Georgia's been top three. I was looking at last year's numbers. I talked about it in the class of 25, all those five stars. Kirby didn't get Jared Curtis, as we're joined now by the best in the business, Rusty Manziel, on three, and he knows his stuff. Rusty, I get that Kirby would never tell us he got blindsided, but, you know, the eggs were kind of in the Jared Curtis basket, weren't they?
Yeah, for quarterback, there's no question. I mean, it would probably piss off Georgia fans if they knew who they told not to call him back in, you know, April or May. You're all in there. And listen, there's no way to sugarcoat that. I've known this kid for 2 years. I've seen him practice, play. I mean, this kid's Josh Allen to me. I mean, this dude is special. He's 6'3.5". He's 235 pounds. He can freaking throw at 100 miles an hour. He's an athlete. You know, he's not stiff in the pocket. Just really, it hurts you. You can't sit here and say it don't. But, you know, listen, what Georgia's built, I said this morning on the morning shift and I said on the steakhouse, in 2016, perception, Kirby had to have Jacob Eason. There was no way he could miss him. He'd been there a couple of weeks. He was a five-star, number two rated quarterback in America. He could not miss Jacob Eason. You fast forward 9-10 years later, and Georgia's just built so different. They'll survive it, and they'll get the next one.
Rusty, with the drama going on with Lamar Brown, kind of figuring out with Lane Kiffin there at LSU and the Blake Baker stuff, is there any thought that maybe Kirby and Georgia swoop in and try to sway him?
No. Lamar Brown is he's got a couple of commas in what he's going to get. yeah, he's not worried about a power bill ever again at 17 years old. So, listen, Georgia went out and got who they thought was probably their number two tackle on their board, Ikenne Ogbuoke, a kid 6'6", 320 pounds out of North Carolina. You know, they were in on Jaxon Cantwell, and Miami came in, and they got him in the end. And that was a kid that was a heavy lean to Georgia. They could not miss on Ikenne Ogbuoke, and he's a five-star for us, has had a great senior season. You've got to have a premier left tackle, and Kirby Smart was not missing there. And let me tell you something. That one got deep, and that one, there's about three or four class that you got to have one of those, and Kirby Smart was not missing again on him.
Right. It's our man, Rusty Manziel, guys, the best in the business. We're talking recruiting on signing day, which just ain't got the same pop, Rusty, knowing that, you know, even for all the bluster about these kids, hell, man, guys could be at another school in less than a year. Real quick, Georgia right now, depends on who you talk to. Rivals has them at 2. Other guys have Georgia at 6. So where is Georgia?
The composite rankings is what you want to go off of. Right now they're fourth. Okay. And what they did today, I mean, that was – listen, this was pretty hairy last night. I think Georgia fans – all the attention was on Jared Curtis, and rightfully so, man. But it got I would say, hairy behind the scenes on a couple. P.J. Dean, the four-star defensive line out of Charlotte. I mean, Shane Beamer went all in on him the last, like, 48 hours. That one got pretty close. Then all of a sudden – you go to Caden Harris, who's the number one defensive back in the state of Tennessee. Oh, by the way, from the Middle Tennessee area, Nashville, Jared Curtis starts working on him last night. So Georgia spent most of the night there, held him off, signed him. There was a lot going on behind the scenes there. About an hour ago, they get Blake Stewart, former Clemson commit out of Woodward Academy. It's strange. Both of you guys know about this. You followed it long enough to know. It's strange to sit here and say Georgia held off Vanderbilt twice today,
right?
Because this is the first time. This first time Vandy's ever had red share. They're running around like they're the Stampede of 1994 with a gold card. You know what I mean? They're buying it all up, and it really is crazy. But that's what's going on. Everybody's got money now.
It's funny because they are the Commodores. Vandy smelled like drunken sailors, man. They just got shore leave, and they got a pocket full of 20s. Rusty, real quick,
taking out Broadway hard.
Just as a follow up. Puglisi is locked in, right? He's not going to leave the reservation.
I would be very surprised. You know what I mean? He's pot committed. He's been this far. Okay, you think about it. Okay, he's 1 year away. So this time next December, he would be the front runner for that job. He knows Gunner's coming back. You know, you never know, man. You're one sprained ankle away. Jacob Eason had a sprained ankle. He never got it back. I mean, he beat Jake Fromm for that job in fall camp. He rolls his ankle on the first drive at App State game, and the rest was history. So you never know. He always knows he's one play away, and the kid's been wired different. I will never forget sitting in Nashville at a convention, and his dad looked at me and said, "Rusty, do you know how hard it is for me to call Ryan Day and say, quit calling my kid? He's going to Georgia." You know what I mean? Like that's how far they were in, and he's really pot committed to Georgia. You never say never because you don't know what people are going to throw at him in January and his agent. But right now, I still think he's solidly to Georgia and expecting to be on this team next year.
Rusty, I got a ton of questions for you. I missed you this morning. What's the deal with the John Summerall hiring over at Florida? I've heard a lot of the fans down there say, "Oh, Billy Napier 2.0, he can't recruit." Mm-hmm. How is he on the recruiting trail, and what do you know about him just as a coach in general?
Here's what I'll say. I mean, you don't have an SEC example for him. He doesn't have that in his resume, but he's won at every place he's been to, okay? And you kind of know what you need. The landscape continues to change every year, so Florida knows what they need to do to compete. And, hiring a general manager, whether or not that was the determining factor not to get Lane Kiffin, the rumors are that's what turned Lane Kiffin off. They were going to make their hire on their GM, and you were going to have to work with that guy. Evidently, Lane Kiffin did not want to do that. He wanted to bring his own guy in. So I think I would love to sit down with Jimmy Sexton and find out what happened between Auburn and Florida because there were so many things happening between those two jobs. And Summerall, some people say Summerall was waiting to see what Lane was going to do at Ole Miss. And he waited too late for that. And so there was a lot going on there. I personally think Summerall is a good coach. Just from everything I know, just from the coaching circles, the people I talk to go, "This is a really good hire." But look, guys, it's about everything else around you. You got to have freaking players, man. And it's got to pan out. You know what I mean? Billy Napier went all in on DJ Lagway. I'm not blaming anybody, but that didn't work. And Billy Napier is unemployed. So so it's just like NFL, man. I don't care who you are. If you ain't got a quarterback, you're going to be unemployed at some point. So they've got to get that figured. DJ Lagway is the guy. Summerall's got to make this OC hire. It's got to be right. And you need to get that kid fixed right now because Florida is deep in on that kid.
Yeah, Billy Napier might be the next coach at Tulane. All right, well, Penn State could have him. They seem to. Maybe you want to talk to Jimmy Sexton and ask him about Penn State.
Mike Bell, do you have a JUCO year left? Because they got plenty of spots up there. I think you'd be a hell of a nose guard up there at Penn State. You look good in the wideout.
Man, I got to be honest. I've been to Happy Valley once. I ain't going back.
Well, they pay you actually now these days.
It is hard to get there, man.
Rust, that is not Pennsylvania. That's Pennsylvania. Anyway, go ahead, Bo.
Rusty, I know that you have a lot of contacts. What about the Pete Golding thing now at Ole Miss? Look, the way it seemed is he kind of got told to leave Alabama, and not even just told. It sounds like Saban was finding him places to go to get rid of him, and now he's turned into a pretty good DC, and boom, he's the head coach of Ole Miss now. Can they go in with Pete Golding, continue this, and maybe continue this run this year with him and Charlie Weiss Jr. calling plays?
They got a hell of a team now, guys. I watched in Athens, you know what I mean? And it was one of those games where that was the first time. I know what happened in Ole Miss last year, and then Georgia was banged up, and they were rolling in Oxford, and that was just one of those days where Ole Miss, it was their day. But I watched Ole Miss in that building in Sanford Stadium, and that's the first time I ever thought, you know what? They looked like Georgia. They looked like Alabama. They got big corners. They got big linemen. They looked like a freaking team. And, you know, I think Georgia in the end, you know, they finally got to the quarterback late in the game, and that was the difference. But they've got players. They're going to run the same system. We're about to find out, you know, when you do this, you know, is this a rallying point? You know what I mean? Is this a Steve Fisher? This is that, this that moment for them. This is a rallying point for a very talented football team who, oh, by the way, is going to be really rested up going into this. And I'm not sure how many people are going to take them serious as a team that can win this thing. But they would be – two teams just take everything out. Two teams for me, and Ohio State would be the obvious. But two teams besides them, Ole Miss and Notre Dame, would be two teams I would not be in a hurry to play in a playoff setting.
Right on. Hey, we got to rock and roll. We got to replay Raheem Morris. We got into some things that I think Falcon fans want to hear. But I got to ask you one last question. With Bobo out, you know, with that center out, and a ferocious nose tackle, this is going to be a long day. I mean, is Kirby going to go 0-5 against Bama in SEC championships?
I mean, he's 1-7. I mean, you got to get some momentum at some time. You got to find a way to win one, and you got to get a little bit of momentum. And it's been two or three plays, Mike. It's been a drop touchdown. It's been a missed block. Win the freaking turnover battle for once. That's been the consistent thing. Giving up easy 3 points. They gave up easy 3 points on that Nate Frazier fumble. Guess what? They got beat 24-21.
Right.
Got to take care of little things, man, in a game like this.
Defense got better as the season's evolved. I know I've talked to you about this off the air, Russ. Get Zach Branch the ball early and often, man. He's got to have more than five touches.
Yeah. I mean, I think teams kind of focus in on him too, but listen, you got to ride your horse, man. And he's a difference maker. Chauncey Bowens will be back this weekend. Chauncey Bowen tore Alabama up. They had 227.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
7 yards rushing on Alabama in the last game. Let's see if they can carry over their momentum. If they can get 227 yards again, Georgia's going to win that game.
All right, Big Rusty. Great stuff, man. That's Rusty Manziel. Follow him on Twitter. The latest on recruiting says Georgia's hanging about 4 if you take the whole thing and add it up. And Kirby was able to close because some last-minute challenges came up in recruiting. That's Rusty. Come back. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center, Kennesaw. Raheem Morris, why especially him so bad? Find out next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.